From VOA Learning English, this is the Education Report. American librarians have selected the most distinguished children's books of 2014. One of the top winners is about a squirrel and a very imaginative child, the other about trains. Deborah Taylor is a librarian at the Enoch Pratt Free Library in Baltimore, Maryland, who has served on several award selection committees.
They're looking for is a quality of writing, quality of storytelling.
The John Newbery Medal for the most outstanding contribution to children's literature was given to Kate DiCamello for Flora and Ulysses, The Illuminated Adventures. This is her second Newbery Award, which is very rare indeed. Flora and Ulysses is a laugh-out-loud story about a squirrel named Ulysses and a girl named Flora, in a world that is both real and pretend.
She uses that element of creating and getting inside the mind, the creative mind, the mind of a child that loves fairy tales. She can do that better than almost anyone.
Kate DiCamello is also the new National Ambassador for Young People's Literature in the United States. The Newbery Award and the ambassadorship mean she will be traveling a lot this year, talking about the importance of stories and reading. The Randolph Caldecott Medal for the Best Picture Book for Children went to Brian Floca for his book, Locomotive.
It's simply stunning. So many different perspectives, so much technical drawing without being overwhelming, still being child-friendly.
Now, when you say child-friendly, what do you mean by that?
I mean, it's the kinds of things that kids would be interested in, like how do you go to the bathroom on the train, eating on the moving car.
When Brian Floca learned he had won, he tweeted, "Disbelief, joy, denial, acceptance." Kate DiCamello said, "After I hung up the telephone, I started to think that I may have imagined the whole thing." There are many more awards in areas like books for young adults, books about people with disabilities, books that have been translated from another language, and the Pura Belpre Award for Latino Writers. A book called P.S. B11 won the Coretta Scott King Award for African-American authors.
Such a wonderful story about three sisters who are just very close. The dialogue just leaps off the page, and you just fall in love with those girls, and you can't wait to find out what they're going to do next.
The Robert F. Seibert Award for the Best Informational Book went to Parrots Over Puerto Rico by Susan Roth and Cindy Trumbor. It shows another side of Puerto Rico, says Ms. Taylor.
We have many people who live in our midst who have roots to that country. So to see that country have that kind of attention, I think, is just wonderful.
Ms. Taylor says there are still not enough books by African American, Latino, and other authors or artists of color. But the awards do let people know about the excellent books that are being published. All of the award winners may be found at www.ala.org. And that's the Education Report from VOA Learning English. You can read more at our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. You will find podcasts, captioned videos, and lessons to test your English skills. I'm Karen Leggett.